DW.
It's hard to get Chileans to talk honestly about what they eat, but at a get-together with some of the mothers at my children's school, they were refreshingly frank.
My children, they eat barbecue a lot. Meat, meat, and meat. They love meat and pasta, junk food, McDonald's, Burger King, Denny's.
And what about the fizzy drinks? Because I know some of my son's friends think it's strange that in our house we like just drinking water. That's seen as a bit strange here in Chile.
No. We drink a lot of Coke and Pepsi and Sprite and Fanta. I don't like them to drink a lot. So I just like control with a schedule. For example, after 5, they cannot drink soda. After that, they drink just water.
In a country where one of every 11 deaths is linked to obesity and 5 of 10 children are obese, according to Chile's health ministry, the government decided labels on packaging should provide information about whether foods contain high amounts of sugar, salt or fat. The law has been a long time coming since it was first approved in 2012 because the government wanted to give food companies time to change the ingredients in their products. Under the new rules, every 100 grams of solid food can have a maximum of 275 calories, 400 milligrams of salt, 10 grams of sugar and 4 grams of saturated fats. Products that exceed those limits have to be put on black hexagon-shaped labels. So will this label help people decide which foods to buy and which to leave on the shelves?
I think it will reveal that many, many things that say in the label we are healthy are so not healthy, like snack bars and everything, that you imagine, no, they don't have any sugar, but they have sodium, like skyrocketing, I don't know how to say it, but very high levels of sodium. And I think it will help.
The effects of fizzy drinks and junk food are taking a toll on children's health. Dr. Ricardo Wue from the Centre for Medical Research at the Catholic University in Santiago is part of the government-led commission to fight obesity.
Well, we're following 2,000 children that were born healthy, and we find that they have more trouble in learning in school. They also have, by age 5 or 6, start to show changes in their metabolism. So they are like pre-diabetics. They have higher blood sugar, they have higher insulin, they have higher bad cholesterol, the LDL cholesterol, and they get more tired, they're less fit.
And what about problems in later life?
In Chile, the main cause of death is now cardiovascular disease related to hypertension, and cancer is creeping up there. Very important, cancer, the main cause of preventable cancer is diet and physical activity.
Dr. Ricardo says that one of the causes of Chile's current obesity crisis is that the majority of the population have very little time to prepare meals because they work such long hours. Junk food is cheap and convenient. He hopes that a change in the labelling law will educate both them and the industry. It will be interesting to see whether obesity levels go down as a result of industry reducing the salt, fat and sugar levels in their produce. Many people here think that the problem is down to lack of education. Chile has very high levels of social inequality. I'm at a centre for pregnant teenagers and young mothers in a very poor area of Santiago called La Pintana. 19-year-old Constanza is expecting her first baby. She thinks a big issue with getting people to be healthy is money.
We can get a fizzy drink and a hot dog for around $2. And of course, because we don't have much money, we will always buy what's cheapest. The problem with healthier food is that it takes more time to prepare and it's more expensive.
One of the big changes in the law is that kiosks in schools are no longer allowed to sell food that's high in fat, sugar or salt. So any food that has the black labels on it is now forbidden. Instead, they have to sell healthier options like fruit, natural yogurt with no added sugar and hard-boiled eggs. I'm back at home now, having tea with my children, Violeta, who's 10, and Nicholas, who's 12. I'm actually married to a Chilean, and we lived in England for the first bit of their life, so they've seen both sides of this When we lived in England, how do you think it's different what kind of things your friends eat here and what they did in England?
I think that here they have a lot more fizzy drinks and a lot more sweets, and for lots and lots and lots and lots of barbecues, which always involve fizzy drinks.
So, Nicholas, what happened at school today? This was the big day where the kiosks had to start selling things other than crisps, chocolates and sweets like they had been for years.
We went, and instead of seeing the usual colourful kiosk that we always know and love, there was this bland place with a few boxes here and there of mints, some healthy biscuits and hard-boiled eggs.
What about this problem of obesity, that lots of children in Chile, they've got the highest level of obesity in Latin America? What do you think can be done to stop that?
It's because I don't think that this is the way. I think that education is the way, but taking stuff away won't work because you can still get it in the supermarkets.
Jane Chambers, DW, Santiago.
This report was brought to you by DW.